2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Wednesday, June 17th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chalais. Sunny in downtown Salt Lake City, but it's chillier today, 56 degrees.
An easy ride along the Valley freeways. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
The Salt Lake City protests.
Following protests in Utah and around the country, the Salt Lake City Council is making some changes to their budget, including withholding $5.3 million from the police budget. They say the city police chief is reacting to what happened late last night. We get an update from KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
A group of angry commenters wanted the Salt Lake City Council to slash the police budget by millions. Chief Mike Brown reacted.
The $30 million, to put it in perspective, was to the tune of 273 officers. That would decimate the police department.
Chief Brown says the $5 million the city council took instead will actually help improve body cameras and other initiatives. He says his department already leads the way in community policing and pairing with social workers, but there's always more work to do. Five of his officers have resigned or retired recently. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The coronavirus, Utah families and schools.
Utah lawmakers will be in special session starting tomorrow, and one of the big topics will be how to balance the budget with a big loss in revenue because of the coronavirus. The education budget will be a hot topic, but some lawmakers say education funding will not be cut at all. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Senate President Stuart Adams says lawmakers actually prepared for this kind of problem. They set aside ongoing money in a rainy day fund, and they'll take money from that to fill any gaps in education. Plus, they're going to boost the weighted pupil unit.
We're actually going to tomorrow increase the WPU by at least 1.8%.
Adams tells KSL's David Dujanovic they did not want to increase taxes, and there's still an imbalance between income tax and sales tax, but they also wanted to keep education as a top priority.
We've always tried to fund 50 to 55% of our budget for education, and we're doing it again.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Utah Transit Authority is shedding light on some of their extra safety precautions to ensure rider safety during the pandemic. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
Speaking to the Transportation Interim Committee today, UTA officials outlined parts of their recovery plan as a majority of the state remains in the yellow phase of coronavirus restrictions. Lauren Simpson, UTA General Manager for Salt Lake County, says social distancing and avoiding contact while riding mass transit can be difficult, but it's not impossible.
We are avoiding the handling of passes and are instead doing visual fare inspections.
Officials say their numbers are still down as the sudden closing of universities and emphasis on telecommuting has hurt their ridership. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Utah's coronavirus numbers have been trending in the wrong direction. The state has seen at least 300 new coronavirus cases per day for two full weeks. State epidemiologist Dr. Angela Dunn says our state has reached an accelerated phase of the pandemic. Coming up at 1:30, we're expecting to hear from both Governor Gary Herbert and Dr. Dunn about the latest COVID numbers in Utah and the continued plan to get the economy moving. You'll hear it live right here on KSL News Radio. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. Members of Congress met today attempting to hammer out differences over a police reform bill. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer told the floor the bill has a long way to go.
The Democratic bill has a ban on no-knock warrants in federal drug cases, while the Republican bill only requires data on no-knock warrants.
The vast majority of police officers do a great job. They risk their lives every single day to protect our communities.
Ohio GOP Congressman Jim Jordan says that he wants to make it known that he feels overall the law enforcement community is upstanding and ethical. Several civil rights groups are calling on large advertisers to stop their Facebook ad campaigns.
The Anti-Defamation League, the NAACP, and others have launched the hashtag Stop Hate for Profit campaign and are calling on advertisers to pull their Facebook ads during the month of July, as they say the company isn't doing enough to curtail racist and violent content. Facebook hasn't responded to the campaign, but on Tuesday took down accounts connected to two organizations the company considers to be hate groups. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
T-Mobile is now saying the nationwide outages experienced on Monday were a result of a third-party provider in the southeast that had a circuit failure. T-Mobile's technology president, Neville Ray, says they're now working with their vendors to add permanent safeguards to make sure that it doesn't happen again. Still to come on Utah's Noon News, we take a closer look at a new video game designed to help kids with ADHD. And a look at your noontime drive.
Pretty quiet out on the Valley Freeways, traffic light and moving at good speeds with no accidents or delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Your morning companion for news and conversation.
There will be a vaccine for COVID-19 by Christmas. I'm first in line.
I'm all for vaccines. I just don't want to be dose number one.
Dave and Janovic, 9 to 11 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Guys, June is Men's Health Month. It's time to pay attention to your health and address those medical issues or conditions you've been putting off. Universal Men's Clinic wants you to know that they can improve the quality of life for most men suffering from low testosterone or ED. Healthy levels of testosterone can help improve your overall health and result in increased energy, muscle development, and better sleep. If you'd like to discuss the benefits of testosterone or ED treatment, Universal Men's Clinic encourages you to make an appointment. They make it easy and convenient. Choose an in-person or telemedicine consultation to receive their renowned personalized medical care. In celebration of Men's Health Month, Universal Men's Clinic will give you 75% off of your office visit and a free testosterone test. Make an appointment today, and your office visit will only be $49. Call Universal Men's Clinic at 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
There's so many things we love about our Xfinity service at home. The Xfinity voice remote, which we praise a lot. But Amanda, you found out something new about Xfinity XFi.
I didn't know this. You can use your X1 voice remote to even manage your Wi-Fi account right from your TV. Like, for instance, you can pick it up and say, what's my Wi-Fi username and password? Because I'm constantly forgetting that. Or you can even say, show me my Wi-Fi right there on your Xfinity X1 remote.
And of course, with Xfinity XFi, you have the ability to lock your kids out at certain times of the day or night. You can also see in an instant who is using the Wi-Fi, when, and how long they've actually been logged in.
The XFi app helps me connect my devices. It just helps me control the usage with my family.
Take control of your Wi-Fi with Xfinity XFi and get peace of mind with an added layer of protection for all your connected devices. With XFi Advanced Security. Free with the XFi Gateway. Go to Xfinity.com or call 1-800-XFINITY to learn more.
Xfinity XFi is available to Xfinity Internet customers with a compatible Xfinity Gateway. Restrictions apply.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local story this half hour. Following protests in Utah and around the country, Salt Lake City Council is making some changes to their budget, including withholding $5.3 million from the police budget. We'll continue to keep you up to date right here on KSL News Radio. The FDA has approved the very first video game designed specifically to help treat kids with ADHD. We get that story from ABC News correspondent Will Reed.
For the first time, the government has approved a video game as medical treatment.
It sounds like science fiction. We know that.
In an historic move, the Food and Drug Administration announced the video game Endeavor RX as a digital therapy.
All right, group, suit up.
A landmark first for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, in children.
Medicine delivered not as a molecule and a pill, but through an experience. And that's really what the video game is. The video game delivers an experience.
This product is meant to improve attention. This is not meant to be a silver bullet or a be-all, end-all.
The prescription is for children ages 8 to 12 with certain ADHD symptoms. The game challenges users to dodge obstacles and collect targets as they navigate icy winter wonderlands and lava rivers guided by aliens who zip around on flying saucers.
Technology that's the basis of the treatment is essentially challenging the child every second of their playing the game with things on the screen that stress their ability to pay attention to multiple things at once.
The FDA claims the game can improve attention function and is backed by several studies, one of which found that 30% of the children no longer had attention deficit by one measure of objective attention after playing the game for 25 minutes 5 days a week for a month. The development grabbing the attention of the medical and gaming tech worlds, as video games have long been considered detrimental to child development.
I'm open-minded, but I'm rightfully a little skeptical about a video game treating ADHD. We've spent, you know, years and years telling parents to decrease the screen time because we feel that it worsens ADHD.
While these studies do not conclude that video games are a cure for ADHD, the game is a visual way to engage people suffering from the disorder, but not as a replacement for any established methods of treatment.
Interesting. KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America, your home for home loans. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. It is quiet out on the roads, and that's the freeways, main secondaries, and side streets. In fact, I-15 traffic rolling along very well both directions. Weber Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. No problems on I-80 from downtown all the way to Stansberry Park. We're going through Parley's Canyon, where you will see slowdowns as if you're traveling Highway 40 either direction near and around Strawberry Reservoir. But right now, a crash-free commute. Announcing best-selling author historian Timothy Ballard's new book, The Pilgrim Hypothesis, uncovering what early colonists may have known about their role in the restoration of the gospel. Just $17.99 at Siegel Book. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get the latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Clearing conditions, sunshine and 67. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, 57 degrees. And still to come on Utah's new news, more details are being released about how the Utah Jazz and other NBA players will live as they keep quarantined in this bubble at Disney World when the season resumes next month. We'll go in depth on that subject at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
I'm David Levitt, candidate for Attorney General. There's a growing divide among the police and the public. It's tragic and dangerous. We need the police, and they need us. I'm grateful to them and their families for their sacrifice in keeping us safe. It's not easy. Police have immense power in our society, and unchecked power ultimately leads to violence. The Attorney General and other prosecutors are supposed to provide that accountability, but too often they don't. As Utah County Attorney, I advise the police, but I also hold them accountable, and they all know it. The police don't endorse me, but the people do, because they know that I have the backbone to maintain the healthy balance that needs to exist between the prosecutor and the police. The Attorney General doesn't maintain that balance. He does everything he can to be part of their club. That erases important safeguards and harms us all. I'll work with the police, acknowledging the immense good that they do while holding them accountable. That protects us all. Learn more at davidlevitt.com. I'm David Levitt. I approve this message.
I'm excited to tell you guys about my incredible experience with Serta Pro Painters. See, I was looking at changing the outside of my house. I hated the colors and I needed a change. So I called Serta Pro to give me an estimate, but more importantly, I needed a consultation. And that's one of my favorite things about Serta Pro. They will come out to your house as they did mine. They drove around the neighborhood to get a feel for what colors would match, and it was a home run. So let me encourage you guys to have them come out to your house. Do that on-site estimate. But they're sensitive to coronavirus, and they can do remote estimates as well. Now, this isn't just for your home. They do commercial projects as well. Schedule that free estimate online today at SertaPro.com. And make sure you spell Serta with a C. Each Serta Pro Painter's business is independently owned and operated. You're dealing with people right there in your community. Serta Pro Painters. Proven and trusted experts in painting.
Life as we know it is speeding up again, and there's a lot to catch up on, including your eye care. Well, the doctors at the Moran Eye Center are ready when you are. Ready for eye exams and new eyeglasses or contact lenses. Ready to provide expert specialty care when you need it most. And ready for your elective surgery to improve your eyesight. Did you know that the Moran Eye Center is not only the largest eye center in the Mountain West, it's also been ranked among the top 10 centers in the nation for its exceptional eye care? Think about that. You can find some of the nation's best eye care right here in Utah. Not to mention that as part of University of Utah Health, the Moran Eye Center conducts research that puts their doctors on the cutting edge of the latest treatments. Trust your vision to the Moran Eye Center, now open for all appointments and surgery, with extra safeguards in place. Visit MoranEyeCenter.com to schedule an appointment today at a Moran Eye Center clinic near you with 11 locations to choose from. So as life speeds up, catch up on your eye care with a Marantz Eye Center.
I'm Tino from 12220, and my community, a lot of families don't encourage higher education.
I'm Guy in zip code 40220. I like my neighborhood okay, but sometimes it's hard to make friends here.
The Y Achievers program opened my eyes to future possibilities and helped me prep for college.
At the Y camp, it's really a safe place. All of the people there are really accepting and nice.
At the Y, my zip code doesn't define my future.
I do.
Support your local Y at ymca.net/forabetterus.
Stay up to date on all the day's news by texting the word news to the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. KSL News Time 1215, the three things you need to know this hour first.
Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown says if the budget had been cut by $30 million as people demanded, that would have decimated the department and public safety. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, Utah's coronavirus numbers have been trending in the wrong direction. The state has seen at least a 300 new coronavirus cases per day for two full weeks. You'll hear a live news conference here on KSL News Radio with Governor Herbert at 1:30 talking about the outbreak and the plan to keep the economy moving. Third is a look at your noontime drive. It's sponsored by Mountain America, your home for home loans. Here's Ricky Meese.
Light traffic, good speeds on the Valley freeways. No accidents reported there or on the main secondaries. You could run into delays due to road work if you're traveling Highway 40 near Strawberry Reservoir. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sky's clearing with the sunshine and 67. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
57 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. This afternoon, the district attorney in Fulton County, Georgia, will announce if criminal charges are going to be filed against the police officers involved in last week's fatal shooting of Rayshard Brooks. Police reform, a topic today on Capitol Hill, as Republicans in the Senate introduce what they're calling the Justice Act. Among other things, it would encourage de-escalation training for police, but Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it does not go far enough.
The Democratic bill has a publicly available nationwide database on misconduct, so that abusive police officers who were fired can't simply go to another department somewhere else in the country and get hired. The Republican bill would keep such information almost entirely shielded.
At the White House, Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said there are problems with the Democratic idea.
The Democrat bill would undermine the due process rights of every officer by making pending and unsubstantial allegations available to the public, causing reputational damage based on allegations alone.
She also defended President Trump's decision to go forward with a campaign rally scheduled for Tulsa on Saturday, despite concerns it could spread COVID-19.
Tulsa Health Department Director Dr. Bruce Dart announcing Wednesday 96 newly reported cases of COVID-19.
Which is a new record for a daily increase.
But the Saturday Trump rally and planned protests are still on. Mayor G.T. Bynum warning residents and visitors.
Would strongly ask you to follow Dr. Dart's advice about wearing a mask, maintaining social distancing, washing your hands.
Officials are also asking people at high risk, including anyone over 65, to remain at home. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
Over 700 doctors in Arizona have signed on to a letter to the governor asking him to mandate mask wearing. Mars, the owner of Uncle Ben's Rice, says the brand will evolve amid concerns about racial stereotyping, hours after Quaker Oats said it's going to retire the Aunt Jemima brand. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. More details are being released about how the Utah Jazz and other NBA players will live as they keep quarantined in the bubble at Disney World when the season resumes next month. ABC's TJ Holmes says there's plenty of attention being paid to make sure that the players have plenty of amenities to keep them from wanting to leave.
The NBA now has a 100-page game plan for how to resume its season. In a huge guidebook obtained by ABC News, the league lays out in great detail everything from how the players will work, play, relax, eat, as well as be monitored for COVID-19 when play resumes, scheduled for next month at our parent company Disney's Wide World of Sports complex in Orlando. This map, included in the plan, shows the luxury hotels at the resort where the teams will be staying and the dozens of practice courts spread throughout the campus. The guidebook also promises a wide range of amenities for the players, including chefs on site for each team, hairstylists, and a lavish players' lounge, but it also lays out that even the R&R will come with safety rules.
Players are allowed to play cards, and they're allowed to play cards with other teammates or teams or staff, but in between each game, You have to throw out the card deck when you're done with it. You're allowed to play ping pong. You're not allowed to play doubles ping pong.
Upon arrival, all players and staff will have an in-room quarantine of approximately 36 hours to allow for two negative coronavirus tests at least 24 hours apart. Everyone will also be subject to a regular testing program.
There's going to have to be consistent surveillance, you know, on a daily basis to make sure that people are who are negative for coronavirus stay negative. Because at the end of the day, it's all of our health that's at stake and the health of our players, you know, our beloved players.
Players have the option of wearing a smart ring that will keep track of vital signs and give off an illness alert that a player may be at higher risk or even infected.
So the players are expected to report down in Orlando early next month. First game is supposed to be July 31st, but get this, guys, the NBA Finals would wrap as late as October 13th, and that's right around the time the new season would normally start, but we'll deal with that later.
And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's take a look at your drive now, sponsored by Mountain America, your home for home loans. Ricky Meese, what's happening?
Well, we actually have a really nice drive in progress, but that's on the freeways. A couple of new accidents have popped up. Both are in Weber County. One is a crash southbound Highway 89 at Skyline Drive in the South Ogden area, and it is blocking a right lane of traffic. So far, it's not causing major backups, but it's definitely something to look for. Also in Weber County in the far west area, an accident called out at 2000 West at 2500 North. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get the latest on the 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Sky's clearing rest of the day. Temperatures topping out about 67. That's a cool day for this time of year. Tomorrow it stays way cooler than average as well. Sunshine, we're up to 73 and back up to near 80 on Friday with a lot of sunshine. Sunshine on Saturday, the first day of summer, warms up to 85. We're up to 89 on Father's Day Sunday. Lots of sunshine that day. Even hotter next week. Sunshine on Monday up to 92 and 94 on Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Clouds have moved back in, only 57 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Markets have been able to hold on to their positive numbers. We'll get a complete update of your money news coming up at 1225. KSL News Time, 1222.
There are some strategies that can help you get more income from Social Security that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Did you catch that? There are some strategies that can help you get more income from Social Security that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Learn what these strategies are in a free Social Security analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you have not filed for your Social Security benefits and have saved more than $200,000, be one of the first 10 callers to schedule your free analysis now at 801-682-4448. Discover how you could get tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in additional Social Security income. 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
It was a rude awakening.
There was an AK-47 just pointed right in my face.
But that was only the beginning.
Whoa.
Now,
am I going to live?
Hear the full story.
And what are they doing to him?
Of one man's struggle to survive.
We need help.
Inside one of the world's most notorious prisons.
Please, come and get me.
And the fight to set him free.
How long do I have to suffer here?
A new podcast that will hold you captive. Hope in Darkness, the Josh Holt Story. Visit KSLPodcast.com to subscribe or binge the entire series on Wondery Plus.
I learned it from my coaches. Expect more. I'm Blake Moore, and I carried that motto with me my whole life. From football, to the Foreign Service, to my work now helping businesses grow and thrive. America's facing some big challenges, economic, public health, and with China. In this election, the right experience matters. I'm Blake Moore, and I approve this message because America can emerge strong from this crisis by expecting more.
Conservative Blake Moore for Congress.
Paid for by Blake Moore for Congress.
Gentlemen, let's face it. Nearly 50% of men will suffer from ED and 0% want to talk about it. Well, acoustic wave therapy changes everything. Pulse Medical Clinic offers the definitive, longest-lasting acoustic wave therapy treatment you've been waiting for. At Pulse Medical Clinic, you'll get the recommended twice-a-week treatment protocol, providing you with tremendous results and at a lower price than other clinics. Acoustic wave therapy is a natural treatment with no known side effects. Everyone is looking for the fountain of youth, and acoustic wave therapy from Pulse Medical Clinic is the closest thing you'll find to restore intimacy. Don't wait. Schedule your free evaluation from a board-certified surgeon. Just like you, Pulse Medical Clinic followed the recommended safety guidelines due to COVID-19 and is now accepting limited new patients. Call 801-509-8888 to schedule your consultation and receive a 20% discount. That's 801-509-8888.
KSL News Time, 1225, watching Utah's Money. It's brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. The Pepsi company says it's going to drop the name Aunt Jemima from its pancake syrup line, saying the name is based off a racial stereotype. The name has been used on the syrup since 1889. KSL Drives, auto shows have been on hold since the start of the pandemic, but now Lamborghini says they don't plan on returning to an auto show ever. The Italian automaker says it will now debut new vehicles in smaller private gatherings. The Beyond Meat company wants their plant-based burgers to be a bigger player in the grilling market. The company is introducing a cookout classic value box at Target and at Walmart stores. Taking a look at your money at this moment, green numbers, but just barely in some areas. The Dow up by 22 points. That's sitting at 26,312. S&P 500 up by 9. The NASDAQ up by 73 points. The pandemic has caused economic problems around the globe, but Deutsche Bank released a not-so-encouraging report saying that there's a 1 in 3 chance that we see a bigger disaster in the next decade. The possibilities include catastrophic volcanic eruption, a major solar flare, or a global war. Whew. Let's hope those predictions don't come true.